Moving on to payment under deduction of tax. Subcontractors who are registered with HMRC but are not registered for gross payment will receive payment under deduction of tax at 20%. The 20% rate is designed to equate approximately to the average rate of tax suffered by a typical subcontractor, taking into account allowable expenses and personal allowances.
The deduction of tax is applied to the labour element of the invoice. This excludes the cost of materials and any VAT added to an invoice by the subcontractor. Deduction of tax must also be made from any travelling expenses, including fuel costs, and subsistence paid to the subcontractor. Let's look at an illustration. Scott is an electrician and a subcontractor registered with HMRC under the Construction Industry Scheme. Scott is not registered for gross payment. Scott submits an invoice to the contractor for payment. Details of the invoice are as per your screen. The labour element of the invoice is £2,000. Materials are £150 and Scott's travelling expenses are £125. All of these amounts are excluding VAT. The total invoice amount, including VAT, is £2,673. To calculate the amount which the contractor will pay to Scott, we start with the total invoice amount of £2,673. The contractor will make a deduction of 20% of the total labour and travelling expense elements before paying the invoice to Scott. Therefore, the tax deducted by the contractor will be 20% of £2,125, giving a deduction under the Construction Industry Scheme of £425. The amount paid to Scott by the contractor will therefore be £2,248.
The current rules accept that there may be true non-employed subcontractors who have not registered for either gross or net payment under the scheme. A second rate of tax deduction applies in respect of these recipients. The second rate has been set by Treasury order at 30% and will apply to recipients who are not registered under the scheme.
This rate is set quite high and is therefore likely to prove a reasonable incentive for recipients to visit their tax office and register. Payments made to these recipients will also need to be included on the monthly subcontractor returns.
As with the 20% deduction rate, the 30% deduction is applied to the labour element and travelling expenses, if relevant, of the subcontractor's invoice for payment.
The contractor will remit the tax withheld from subcontractors to HMRC on a monthly basis. Such remittances will be made 14 days from the end of the tax month, i.e. by the 19th of each month, or 17 days from the end of the tax month, i.e. by the 22nd of each month, where payment is made electronically, and will usually be made together with income tax and NIC under PAYE.
The payment will be accompanied by a monthly return. The return will detail amounts paid to subcontractors in the period, the amount of tax deducted, if any, and whether any materials were provided by the subcontractor. The returns will either be submitted on paper or via the internet.
HMRC will thereafter send a monthly statement to the subcontractor confirming the amounts paid and any tax deducted. The subcontractor should check these statements against payment slips, etc., provided by the contractor. These monthly statements will be linked to the subcontractor's self-assessment return. Any discrepancies should be reported to HMRC. All contractors are obliged to submit monthly returns, even those who pay their PAYE on a quarterly basis. Nil returns must also be submitted monthly, unless the contractor has notified HMRC that he will not be making payments under the scheme for at least a 6-month period.
The amounts deducted by the contractor under the scheme must be paid over to HMRC, and similar payment rules apply to those for PAYE and NIC. These include mandatory electronic payment rules for the largest contractors and a quarterly payment regime for the smallest contractors. Finance Act 2009 introduced new legislation dealing with penalties for late filing of CIS returns. The date the legislation will take effect has not yet been determined, but you will only be examined on these new rules. Under the new legislation, a fixed penalty of £100 will apply where a return is filed late, with an additional fixed penalty of £200 if the return is outstanding more than 2 months after the filing date. If the return is more than 6 months late, a penalty of the greater of £300 or 5% of the deductions due for the return period will be levied. A further penalty of the greater of £300 or 5% of the deductions due for the return period will apply if the return is over 12 months late. If a return is over 12 months late and the information necessary for HMRC to assess the tax has been withheld, a penalty of the greater of £1,500 or 70% of the deductions due will apply. This will increase to the greater of £3,000 or 100% of the deductions due if there has been deliberate concealment. Where the return is over 12 months late and the 70% or 100% penalties would apply, the amount of the penalties will be reduced if there is disclosure of relevant information by the taxpayer. If the disclosure is unprompted, the 100% penalty can be reduced to a percentage not less than 30%, and the 70% penalty to a percentage not less than 20%. If the disclosure is prompted, the minimum percentages are 50% and 35% respectively. The actual extent of the reduction will depend on the quality of the disclosure in relation to timing, nature and extent. The new legislation in respect of late payment of PAYE will also apply to late payment of CIS deductions. Interest is currently charged on payments made late under the PAYE provisions, i.e. it runs from the 19th of April following the tax year or the 22nd of April where payments are made electronically. There is not a requirement for contractors to submit a year-end return to HMRC. The regime is supported by a computer system. The system supports the verification service and facilitates the electronic submission of documentation.
Where a deduction has been taken from a payment, whether at the 20% or 30% rate, a statement must be provided to the subcontractor. A payment statement can be issued with each payment, but at least one statement must be provided each tax month. The statement must show the contractor's name and reference, details of the payments made, the cost of any materials incurred, and the deductions made from the payments. Statements must be in writing or issued electronically. They must be issued within 14 days of the end of the tax month to which they relate. Penalties may be incurred if such statements are not provided.
In recent years, there has been much discussion about the employment status of workers in the construction industry. The monthly return completed by contractors must include a declaration that none of the payments included on the return is one in respect of a contract of employment. This places a responsibility on the contractor to examine each subcontractor engagement and to first satisfy himself that the relationship is not one of employment. The contractor must do this before carrying out the verification check of subcontractor payment status. Turning next to the subcontractor's tax position. Subcontractors will file annual personal tax or corporation tax returns at the end of the year in the usual way. If tax has been withheld at source, for example, if the subcontractor is not registered for gross payment, this tax is treated as a payment on account of income tax and NIC for the year. Any balance of tax is paid under self-assessment in the usual way.
If the subcontractor is in a repayment situation, for example, if the average rate of tax and NIC on the self-employed profits is less than 20%, a repayment claim can be made. Where the subcontractor is a company, if tax has been withheld at source from payments made to the company, this income tax suffered can be set off against monthly payments due under PAYE. If there is insufficient PAYE to cover the tax deducted, the excess can be credited against the end of year corporation tax.
There is an interaction with the construction industry regime and the IR 35 rules. If the subcontractor is a company carrying on construction operations wholly or mainly for one contractor, the revenue will apply the IR 35 rules to the intermediary company in the usual way. This would most typically apply to one-man companies working primarily for one client. In this case, the IR 35 rules would apply to the intermediary company and deem a salary to have been paid to the worker at the year end.
Just because a subcontractor company is caught under the IR 35 legislation, it does not mean that the contractor is absolved of his responsibility to withhold tax on payments to the intermediary company. In this case, the intermediary company may suffer tax at source on payments made to it, and will claim credit for the tax suffered as normal. That concludes this lecture on the Construction Industry Deduction Scheme.